Joining me on the phone, a very good morning to Joe Rodder from the Mildura Field Days. Before we go any further, Joe, I'm a ratepayer over in Wentworth. Congratulations. Welcome to Wentworth Shire Council.
Fabulous. Thanks very much, Dave. It's great to be both elected as a councillor in the Wentworth Shire and represent our community and on the line with you today.
Now, I've got to be honest, I probably should ask right now, okay, what are you going to do for me over the next couple of years on council? But we'll get right off that. We are talking about the Mildura Field Days. It's just so exciting to have the Field Days coming up again, May 20th and 21st. We did actually have the Field Days last year, didn't we?
We did. We just scraped it in 5 days before Victoria plunged into lockdown pretty much till the end of the year. So we were very lucky. It was a very well patronised and attended event. It was probably one of the larger ones we've had, and I think people were definitely starved for places to go and things to do during the challenges, which were 2020 and 21. So we're really looking forward to capitalise on the attendance that we had at last year's events and encourage a greater number of people to come and see the goods and services that are on display at the 2022 Field Day. And of course, one of the things that once we get people to the Field Day, they realise that actually it isn't just about tractors and machinery.
No,
there's so much more at the event.
Well, there you go. You've just led me into my next question. Who can have a site at the Field Days? How does all that work?
Well, the applications are actually available now on our website.
Oh, beautiful.
So Mildura Field Days has a focus on children because children are our farming future.
True.
We don't introduce children to agriculture. We don't have a farming future. So it's really important to bring the little ones in, the mums, the dads, to show them everything that's so wonderful about our horticultural, agricultural industries. Along with that, we've got products and services which, because farmers have fun off the farm.
Well, you'd hope so.
Well, yes, and this is part of the, we need to encourage them to do so because you can't work all the time. So we've got a range of goods and services that are for fun off the farm. We've got garden products for around the house on the farm. So, you know, many of the products that are available at the Field Day cross from farming, being used in farming, to being used in the home garden, for example. So, and we have special attractions just for the kids. The hands-on pets, for example, the jumping castle, the free face painting. We have the Black Snake Productions with their wildlife shows.
Lovely.
To keep the kids busy. We also have, it's called the Future Farmers Walk, so they can go around and collect a product at various stores. And by the time the kids are finished, they've got a pretty big bag of stuff. And so we would encourage people to come and have a look at everything that the event has to offer because it's way more than tractors.
Well, look, how can we organise to have a site at the Field Days?
So jump online to the Mildura Field Days website and download the prospectus. Otherwise, use the contact form and send an email. I would encourage local businesses to seize the opportunity to display their products at our event. You've got 7,500 people in a space within a couple of day period that you can capture that audience. So, and I know many of our local exhibitors embrace the opportunity. For example, Tesco, they've said to me, Joe, you know, we're at the Field Day for 2 days. We can catch up with hundreds of our clients, which would take us weeks to do if we did it individually visiting those people. So, you know, it's that kind of exposure that we provide local businesses with the opportunity to connect with their existing customers and new customers.
Of course, you're saying about the 2 days, and it's a great idea, the Friday and Saturday compared to the old days, so that way you've got the different chances depending on what you do for a living, and it's not all farmers that go along. But you're saying about the 2 days, of course, security is a big part as well with field days, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So since we've moved to the racecourse, that site is fully fenced, and we have security for exhibitors from 6 p.m. on Wednesday evening and right through until 6 o'clock on the Monday morning. So, and there's no camping available on site. So the site there is done very secure. So we just ask for exhibitors to pack down their stall and cover things overnight, because depending on the weather, we might put a water truck through to minimise, you know, dust and things. But, the field day site is absolutely secure, and exhibitors don't need to worry about that.
I think that's a fantastic thing. That's a big load off people's mind. Of course, multurafieldays.com.au is the website. This is probably sticking you on the spot right here, Joe, but when and where will the official program be available? Oh, obviously not at the moment. It'll be closer to the day. But how long out before the field days can we expect to be able to see an official program?
So our great friends at the Mildura Weekly are our program partners again this year. So they do an amazing job. So the program will be available via a list out from the Mildura Weekly probably 2 weeks out from the event. And so that's a great opportunity for people to advertise that they're going to be at the field day. And, of course, our other media partner, we're very proud to have River 1467 on board this year as well. So,
absolute pleasure.
Yeah, you guys will be doing an outside broadcast, which is really exciting. And exhibitors at the field, they have an opportunity to link in and advertise via radio that you're going to be there. And, of course, we give space on both our website and on our Facebook page for everyone who's going to be in attendance. But, jump onto the website, download an application form. Any questions, the contact number for the coordinator, which is me, is easily available. Just give me a call.
Easy done. And I will look for that 2 weeks out from the field days. If it's not in the weekly, I'll be asking John Dooley on our weekly catch-up, why not, John? And hopefully he'll have an answer for me. No, it'll be all organised. Joe, great to catch up with you. I'll let you get back to it, because I know that this is something you work on, 12 months of the year, the field days?
Yeah, sure is. So planning for next year's event starts immediately following the last one. And there's quite a bit of work involved in bringing this event together. But we encourage people to get their applications in as early as possible. And in fact, applications for a site close on the 8th of April. And that gives us the opportunity then to prepare the information for the official program and to do the site map and lay things out. Because you can imagine we've got a couple of hundred exhibitors. It's a logistic game of Tetris to put it all together. Yes. And make it fit.
I was just thinking, my hair's getting thin as it is. I'd be tearing my hair out. I wouldn't have any left if I had your job. Joe, thank you very much. We'll catch up again a little bit closer, and I'll see you out there, of course.
Fabulous. Thanks, Dave. Have a great day.
You too.